Camping got a late start this year after being closed down during Wisconsin's Safer at Home order and reopening in early June. With many people canceling other vacation plans or wanting to spend more time outdoors, camping became a great option. Our next two guests spent all or part of their summer taking care of campers and campgrounds in state parks. Jim Winkler was the campground host, along with his wife Joan, at Carroll Lake Campground in the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest this summer. Jim, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
And Dwayne Miller was a host with his wife Rosemary at Wyalusing State Park in August. Dwayne, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
First of all, Jim, can you talk about this role of a host at campgrounds? I wasn't familiar with this job.
Host is a volunteer position, and we basically are the go-between between the campers and whatever needs to be done. We clean campsites, we welcome people in, give them information if they need it, whatever we can do to make their camping experience a better experience is what we try to do. We try to get to know a little bit about the campers. Matter of fact, some of them have been become fairly close friends over the years. So, you know, like I said, a volunteer position. We do clean campsites and we get clean bathrooms, but not this year because of the COVID, but otherwise we take care of that kind of stuff too.
And Dwayne, it sounds fun. You get to camp at the park as long as you want in some ways, but from what Jim said, it sounds like it's a lot of work, right?
It is some work. Most of it you can get done within 2 to 3 hours. They figure about 15 hours a week, although it's more like, especially this year with more campers, it was more like 20 to 25 hours a week.
And Jim, you mentioned the bathrooms. Dwayne mentioned a busier year. What looked different this summer with COVID-19 out there in camping than what you've seen in years past?
We had a lot more younger people, young couples, coming up camping for the very first time to northern Wisconsin, to our lake. They all loved it. Most of them just sat in their chairs and watched the water. We have quite a few sites right on the water. And a lot of kayaks, a lot of bikes, some skateboards, not as many fishermen as normal, but a lot more of the other outdoor recreational things, which is great. They all had a great time and enjoyed and said they were all coming back. Our lake for the first time was reservations also, which made a difference because then the people from Madison, Milwaukee, Chicago knew they had a site when they got up there, which made it a little easier for them. Otherwise, sometimes you get up there and there's nothing available. So the reservation system did draw in a different crowd, basically.
And Dwayne, what did you see at Wyalusing?
It's more of a park for hiking and a beautiful bluff that we sit over, overlooking the Wisconsin and Mississippi rivers. So there were a lot of the same kind of things, a lot more younger people this year, a lot of filled campsites. It's been reservation there for most of the time, but people at least knew that they were coming in and that they could find a space for their family, enjoy the hiking, enjoy the trails. The boating and fishing were big this year. And again, like Jim said, a lot of kayaks this year.
And Dwayne, do you get a chance as a host in a normal year and or this year to, you know, meet some of the campers and get to know them and what brings them out?
This year especially, we got to meet more of the campers because the main house with the rangers was closed down due to the COVID restrictions. So more of the campers had to come to us to ask questions about hiking trails, about where to go, and things to do in the neighborhood. So, yes, we got to talk to quite a few of them. And like Jim said, we got to be pretty friendly with a lot of people, and several of them even became good over this course of the year.
And, Jim, did you end up doing a lot of that kind of the stuff that the rangers might ordinarily do, too?
Yeah, our station was closed, too, so we had to basically make sure we had the right people in the right campsites. And that happens most of the time, but once in a while there's a discrepancy. But so you get to talk to them a little bit, find out where they're from, and go from there. So, yeah, it was a good experience.
Talking to Jim Winkler and Dwayne Miller, they have both been hosts this summer at state campgrounds through a big chunk of the summer in this unusual COVID-19 year. Jim, the first timers, did they get it, or did you have to? Was there a little more letting people know what the rules were of life in a campground?
Most of them were pretty good. I think most of them had done their research because they had their stuff on the phone and everything. So they basically knew. And a lot of them had camped when they were kids and hadn't done it for a number of years. And now we're coming up. We had one group of three ladies having the lady weekend. And about 2 weeks later, one of the ladies brought her whole family back up because they had such a good time. So, you know, there was a lot of that kind of stuff going on, which was always nice to see.
And Dwayne, were people pretty well behaved this year at Wyalusing?
They were very well behaved for the most part. Again, about the biggest issues we had were just with the first timers. They may have had some trouble with knowing up how to set up a tent or how to back their camper into the slots that we have. But all of them caught on pretty quickly. And, you know, I probably did a little more this year of having to go out to a site and help them back it up or help them set up their site and then welcome them to the camp and get going again.
Well, I want to ask each of you how you got into being a volunteer host. Dwayne, let's start with you on this one. What led you and your wife to take up this busy job?
Well, when I retired, I figured I wanted to do more volunteering. And since we live in Green Bay, I wanted to work for the Packers. So both dreams have come true, although this year not so much with the Packers. But I was looking for something to volunteer. And we've always enjoyed the state park system in Wisconsin, the beautiful parks. And so we thought this is a way to kind of give back to what we've enjoyed throughout the past years.
And Jim, what led you and your wife into being volunteer hosts?
Basically the same thing. When we retired, we had some time and we thought it'd be nice to go up there and spend, you know, some considerable time camping. Carroll Lake, where we're on, I told somebody the other day, I've been fishing on that lake for about 65 years already. So it's pretty comfortable up there for me, and I knew the area, and I even worked one summer in the visitor center, got paid for that one, but we just enjoy being up there and meeting the people and talking and having a good time.
Now, Dwayne, do you see yourself going to Wyalusing year after year, or do you mix it around and check out and work at different sites?
So far, it's just been Wyalusing that we've been at. We've talked about maybe, since it's only 1 month at a time there, we were there the month of August, we've considered maybe, because it's enjoyable, doing either like June or July or even September and October at another state park just to continue camping and continue enjoying the outdoors.
And Jim, do you have your eyes on some other parks around the state?
We've worked at three different parks. All of them are in Northern Highland American Legion Forest, but usually we're up for at least two sessions and sometimes three sessions. The lake we're on right now does not have electricity, which deters some boats from showing up because 5 weeks is a long time without electricity, but we make it do. So it works out good for us.
Now, I won't name names here. One of our producers just let me know that she and her mom got scolded for having a radio on while they were camping a few weeks back. Any advice for campers, especially those first timers, to make sure they're good neighbors, Dwayne?
Well, state parks are generally known for being a little quieter, a little more well-behaved than your private campgrounds. We want people to be having a good time celebrating whatever events they come, especially like there are birthday parties and family get-togethers and meetings. They just have to remember that as it starts getting toward 10 o'clock, there are some families and they're in tents. So there are some families that are putting their children to bed at that time. And just to quiet things down, I did have to talk to a couple of people about just taking it inside. And, you know, if they want to continue talking, just to go in their tents or into their campers and do it there where it's a little bit quieter and won't be bothering somebody who's putting their children asleep at that time.
Jim, if there's somebody out there listening thinking, hey, maybe this is me being a campground host, I just retired or whatever, what would you say to encourage them to give it a try?
I think it's a good experience. And, again, you can apply online. I know they're always looking for hosts. One of them that had been doing it for a couple of years has told us this year that this is their last year they're going to do it. So, you know, there's always openings up in American Legion Forest anyway. And I'm sure there are in other parks also. So it's a good experience. We really enjoyed it. And we still are, you know, plan on doing it for as many years as we can yet. But a lot of opportunities out there for people who want to give it a try.
Well, we'll leave it there, Jim. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Dwayne, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And thanks to both of them and their wives for helping take care of our parks. We've been talking to Jim Winkler, campground host, along with his wife Joan at Carroll Lake Campground in the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest this summer. And also with us, Dwayne Miller, host with his wife Rosemary at Wyalusing State Park in August this year.